Hello, everybody. I would like to thank the organizers and particularly Anna Zinyego for the invitation. It's a very nice meeting. HCV is an hepatotropic virus. It seems also to be a lymphotropic virus. And this raised two types of questions, basic issues, how a virus can change or can have two different cellular tropism, and more clinical issues, such as the role of the infection of lymphocytes as a reservoir in lymphomagenesis, as a factor predicting the response to therapy. Anna Linda was among the first researchers to study this point, this very precise point, and to demonstrate from fresh PBMC, peripheral blood mononuclear cells, and also from mitogen-activated T cells, the presence of positive but also negative strand of HCV RNA in blood mononuclear cells. She also was the first to demonstrate the case of occult infection, patient without viremia, only infected in peripheral blood mononuclear cells. How to demonstrate the replication of HCV in immune cells is not easy. The best way is to cultivate the infected cells, to harvest the supernatant, and to infect naive cells with this supernatant. This is a complete demonstration of the permissivity of lymphocyte. This was done only scarcely one or two papers in the literature concerning this subject. Another way to do the same thing is to inject, to inoculate blood mononuclear cells from infected patients in severely immunocompromised mice. And this was done at the beginning 10 years ago by the Breachot, the team of Christian Breachot, and they detect during months following inoculation the presence of HCV within BMC in the blood of the SCID mice. And I think it's one of the best demonstrations of the reality of chronic infection of PBMC by HCV. We can, on a very good point also, is to demonstrate that the stimulation of lymphocyte can induce the detection, can permit the detection of HCV. This was done by Anna Linda. This has been performed by other teams. And however, the viral load in lymphocyte in that case is very low. And the most popular way to demonstrate the first steps of replication is the detection of negative strand HCV RNA. But the method is not so easy. At least 10 different methods exist in the literature. As you know, HCV is a positive strand RNA. It needs a negative strand for the replication. And to detect this minus strand, you use the reverse transcriptase step, and using a specific primer which hybridizes only to the minus strands. Unfortunately, autopriming frequently occurs, leading to the synthesis of a cDNA which can be detected by PCR. A possibility to overcome this artifact is to use an anchored PCR primer only amplifying the cDNA corresponding to the minus strands. Many, many papers have described the presence of minus strand in BMC, in lymph nodes, in extrahepatic sites, most of the papers used an adequate method to demonstrate the presence of negative strands. The presence of negative strands demonstrates that ACV RNA has been translated in protein, has produced the polymerase, and then the polymerase has synthesized the minus strand. It demonstrates the first step, obligatory step of replication. Another very important paper in this field was from the David Gretsch laboratory. He had a very good idea to pick the lymph node in the liver pedicule and to directly detect the viral protein, and also by in situ hybridization to detect the negative and positive strand. And we can see that without any amplification, without any PCR, the quantity of viral protein and viral genome is quite important in these lymph nodes. And probably the peripheral blood mononuclear cells are only the emerged part of the iceberg, if I dare this comparison. So, unfortunately, no subsequent paper studied the lymph node in infected patients. Another very important argument, and I will try to stress this point to deliver this concept of compartmentalization. As you know, HCV is highly variable. During the infection, we find a mixture of quasi-homologous sequences, and this mixture, the name of this mixture is quasi-species. And this is due to the absence of proofreading of the viral polymerase, leading to mistake and leading also to the possibility of escape mutant to the immunity or to the antiviral therapy. And the compartmentalization is simply the fact that the quasi-species infecting different compartments, plasma, liver, mononuclear cells, different subsets of blood mononuclear cells, are specific and are not random. How to study this famous quasi-species is very easy. You amplify a small fragment or large fragment of HCV RNA. You clone this PCR product within plasmid. Then you sequence 10 to 50 clones. You can make the same experiment by using ultra-deep pyrosequencing. Nevertheless, you sequence, you align the sequence, and you observe that, effectively, HCV RNA is a mixture of quasi-species. And the most popular representation of this mixture is a phylogenetic tree. This is a very famous paper who studied an epidemic, who studied women who had been infected by batches of immunoglobulin contaminated by HCV. And here you can see the quasi-species of the inoculum, and the quasi-species were studied in each woman 10 to 20 years after the inoculation. And as you can see, the quasi-species had a different fate in each woman. And we can say that the quasi-species compartmentalized in each woman. This proves the fantastic plasticity of HCV and the possibility for this virus to escape to many, many cellular defense. So we have performed this type of study of phylogenetic analysis in patients. We isolate HCV RNA from lymphocytes. We compare to major strains present in the serum, in the plasma, and we evidenced a clear clustering in this patient between the strains present within the BMC and the strains present in the plasma. The difference was so important in this patient, more than 10%, that we discovered it was infected by a genotype which was not found in the plasma. And we call that the genotypic compartmentalization of HCV, meaning that we can have a genotype which is occult, which is hidden in the BMC. Another rapid method to assess quasi-species is a very antique single-strand conformational polymorphism, which permit to, I will be brief, but it permit to compare rapidly the quasi-species in two compartments. You can see on the left that the profiles between plasma and BMC are very close in this patient and are quite different in the five others, in these five other patients, with a very strong difference. It's very easy to rapidly study many patients. Here you can see the ACCP profile of HCV RNA from the plasma, from the PCR directly obtained from the plasma. Here are the ACCP profile of each clones derived from the HCV, the plasma HCV RNA. And as you can see, the ACCP profile in plasma was the summation of the ACCP profile of each clone. And this is also very easy to screen a large number of clones and relatively large number of patients. So to show you other example of genotypic compartmentalization, we always compare plasma and BMC. This is the ACCP profile, the cloning sequencing method, and this is a commercial kit, a genotyping kit, the InnoLipac kit, and these three methods, based on different sequence, show the same thing, the presence in lymphocyte in some patients of strains not found in the plasma. And these patients with genotypic compartmentalization were frequently patients with multiple infection or drug user with a long history of drug usage. From where are these the plasma quasi species? I confirm the plasma in this patient with genotypic compartmentalization. We clearly evidence that the plasma genotype come from the liver in these three cases. But we could find in one patient in this slide the presence of small amount of genotype found in the lymphocyte, and this was logical since the liver of infected patient is heavily infiltrated by lymphocyte. We also evidence that the quasi-species found in the different subset of lymphocyte, B cells, monocyte, T cells, were also different, and that we cannot say that the BMC is a mixture of different, very different cells, and we have to take it into account. Oh. We also demonstrate before and after transplantation that the genotypic compartmentalization was chronic. The genotypes found in the plasma before liver transplantation remain the same after liver transplantation, and similarly for the strains infecting BMC. So there was no trend. So BMC is not a reservoir for reinfection of the liver after liver transplantation. Curiously, we found by studying a relatively large number of patients and by comparing infected patients with a sustained virological response that the plasma genotype was very important. This is classical, but also that the existence of compartmentalization, the presence of genotype 2 or 3 in BMC was also a strong independent predictor of the virological response, and we don't know the mechanism. What is the frequency of compartmentalization and the quantity of virus you can find in different subsets? For patients with a plasma viral load of 6 to 10, the B cells and the monocytes are relatively, the viral load is relatively important, 4, 5 to 10 for this number of cells. In T cells, the viral load is low. We don't find presence of HCV RNA in CD4 cells in our experience, only in CD8 cells and also in natural killer cells. To study the frequency, we amplify the hypervariable region of HCV. I show you previously a very conserved region of HCV, and we perform cloning sequencing. And for all the patients, we have this type of phylogenetic tree, a clustering of HCV in plasma, and we also studied immune-complexed HCV, and a clustering of HCV at least in one compartment, frequently in two compartments, monocytes and B cells essentially. So in summary for this part, B cell and monocytes are mainly infected. We have to study the cell subset, and it is not correct to study only BMC. We demonstrate the chronicity, the frequency of compartmentalization. We find again the negative strand in those cells, and we revealed occult infection in this patient and the influence of this occult infection in the response to the B therapy. What can be the mechanism explaining the cellular tropism? The literature is extremely scarce on this point. This could be mutation in the envelope. Most of the receptors for HCV exist in BMC, and occludin has been demonstrated recently at the surface of T cells. We can imagine also mutation, adaptive mutation in the non-structural viral protein. This has not been studied to date. And we were interested by the 5' prime non-coding region because we found different 5' prime non-coding region in plasma in BMC. This is the site. This is the internal ribosomal entry site, which is extremely important for the translation of HCV RNA in viral polyprotein. We studied hepatotropic, lymphotropic and plasma, or hepatotropic, in fact, irises in a classical bicistronic reporter system. And you test this iris, the functionality of this iris in hepatocyte cell line and also in B cell line and also in primary human hepatocyte. And the ratio between R luciferase and F luciferase in this system give the efficiency of the iris of interest. We select 23 irises from 6 patients. We select B cell irises and plasma irises, and we found in all cases that the B cell irises in hepatocyte were less efficient than the plasma irises. Conversely, all the irises work efficiently and similarly in B cells. So we can say that the iris of B cell strain are less adapted to hepatocyte, and we can imagine a competition between hepatotropic and non-hepatotropic strains, and this is possibly we strongly suggest that the translational control of viral cellular tropism exists, and this has been described years ago for the polio virus. This is the only functional study on mutation detected in extrahepatic sites. Oh. Finally, I will stress on this concept of compartmentalization. This also exists within the liver. We have, with the team of Christian Weschow, we have micro-dissected hepatocytes from a tumoral liver, from two parts of the liver, two non-tumoral parts of the liver, from the hepatocellular carcinoma, and we compare to the sequence in the plasma, and we sequenced the core region, which could be involved, as said previously by Massimo, who could be involved in hepatocarcinogenesis. What did you find? We find that the quasi-species found in the liver was different of the quasi-species found in the plasma, and this is not the first demonstration. At least two papers demonstrate that the circulating quasi-species is not similar to the replicative quasi-species. We show that in two different parts of the liver, we can have a significant clustering, and obviously, the quasi-species infecting the hepatocellular carcinoma was quite different from the other quasi-species, and in some cases we found mutation involved in TGF-beta pathway. And this is another example of this compartmentalization within the liver. In summary, the infection of immune cells by HCV, I think, is real, is well demonstrated. There is a low replication of HCV in those cells. These cells can harbor occult strains. Our data suggests that these strains could be adapted to different cell types, maybe through the translational control, but also other mechanisms are possible. And I will stress again the fact that HCV is highly variable, is fantastically variable, and that a major strategy for this virus is to change its quasi-species according to the subject, according to the site of replication. And I think it's the first talk to speak about viral variability of HCV today. And we have not to forget this very important parameter of HCV, the variability, the quasi-species composition. I thank you for your attention.